Here's today's Medical Minute with Dr. Joseph Hobbs, Chairman of the Department of Family Medicine at the Medical College of Georgia at Augusta University.
Even months after a stroke, damage can continue to occur since inflammation in the brain persists long after the actual event. Researchers are looking at an experimental compound that appears to reduce this lingering inflammation and destruction. In a model of a clot-based stroke, the most common stroke in humans, compound 21 did not reduce the stroke size, even when given with a clot-busting drug already used in stroke patients. But rats consuming compound 21 had less inflammation and better memory and movement in stroke's aftermath. The compound stimulates the angiotensin type 2 receptor, which is thought to reduce inflammation and improve cell survival. There are no currently prescribed therapies to tamp down inflammation in stroke, a leading cause of disability. I'm Dr. Joseph Hobbs.
The Medical Minute is produced by GPB Augusta in collaboration with the Medical College of Georgia at Augusta University.